There's a new book about an American hero that's not just about the man behind the myth, but the myth behind the myth.
Born on a mountaintop in Tennessee.
Davy Crockett was real. He really was from Tennessee. He was really a skilled frontiersman, and he truly
killed him a bar when he was only three.
Well, maybe a candy bar. After killing Indians in battle, Davy Crockett became a congressman. Then he lit out for Texas and died at the Battle of the Alamo, more or less, or thereabouts. Davy Crockett was the stuff of legend while he lived, but his legend boomed more than a century after he died.
Davy, Davy Crockett, the man who don't know fear.
Bob Thompson tells the story in his new book, Born on a Mountaintop, On the Road with Davy Crockett and the Ghosts of the Wild Frontier. Bob Thompson joins us. Thanks for being with us.
I'm happy to be here.
You've been to where he was born. Is it on top of a mountain?
No, it's not. It's a river valley, and you can't see any mountains from there.
And did he kill him a bear when he was only three?
That's highly unlikely.
What about the raccoon skin cap?
That's complicated. You can't prove a negative on that, but nobody contemporary reported him as wearing a coonskin cap.
How did Davy Crockett, Mr. Thompson, become a bigger name in American life, in a sense, in the 1950s than he was in the 1830s?
Well, he was pretty big in the 1830s, but by the 1950s, he had faded a lot. And then Walt Disney was starting his first theme park, Disneyland, and he had a section called Frontierland, and he needed a character for the first Frontierland segment. And they had no idea that they were going to create a nationwide craze in which everybody would want a coonskin cap and everybody would be singing Born on a Mountaintop in Tennessee. But that's what happened.
Some rather more serious historical questions. Why did the real-life Davy Crockett go to Texas?
Well, the real-life Davy Crockett had spent his life uprooting himself and moving west whenever he had a difficulty of some kind. When his land wasn't yielding or when something happened, he would move west. This was true of many, many, many Americans at that time. In his particular case, he was beaten in his reelection campaign in 1835. He was in debt. He was kind of sick of being in Congress. And he's famously quoted as telling his constituents that since they'd voted for the other guy, they could go to hell and he was going to go to Texas.
You have an extensive review in this book and a dissection of the different ways in which Davy Crockett was said to have died at the Alamo. And one, of course, was what I'll call John Wayne style.
Right.
Shooting his last musket ball until he was killed. And another, if I may, revisionist version has him surrendering and almost blubbering for his life.
Well, the surrendering and blubbering part is not correct. The two basic possibilities are died fighting, mm-hmm. or was captured, not necessarily surrendered, but captured, mm-hmm. along with five or six other defenders, and brought before General Santa Anna and executed. And I don't believe we have time to refresh all of the details of that story. I once heard Bill Groneman, who is a major figure on one side of the argument, on a panel, somebody asked the how did Davy die question, and he said, somebody send out for pizza. We're going to be here for a while. But suffice it to say that there have been long, sometimes bitter, and always complicated arguments about how he died, and the goal I set myself was to make up my mind what I thought, and I did that, but it's preceded by about 25 pages of text, so.
Does it give away much to ask you if you're willing to share that now?
Well, I think it's actually better to come to it after somebody has gone through it, because I actually came to a different conclusion than I thought I was going to when I started.
Bob Thompson, his new book, Born on a Mountaintop, or On the Road with Davy Crockett and the Ghosts of the Wild Frontier. Mr. Thompson, thanks so much.
Thank you, Scott.
Davy Crockett, king of the wild frontier. Davy, Davy Crockett, king of the wild frontier.
Come on, you know the words. You're listening to Weekend Edition from NPR News.